This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, in for Cynthia Canty.
Creation.
Entrepreneurship.
The next idea.
We have to make room for this ability to learn to be creative.
A new app from the University of Michigan Research Lab puts LGBT youth in the driver's seat of their own health education, both as users and as researchers themselves. The app from the Center for Sexuality and Health Disparities is called ICON. Rob Stevenson is a professor and vice chair for research at the U of M Nursing School's Department of Health Behavior and Biological Sciences. And Gage Gillard is a member of ICON's Youth Advisory Board, and he's a community specialist with the University of Michigan. Stateside Cynthia Canty recently spoke to both of them.
Rob, before we talk about just what ICON does, take us back to the beginning. What was the whole goal of this app?
This is a project that's funded by the Herb Ritz Foundation, and the ultimate goal is to try and get young people to get more involved in their own HIV prevention. So getting young people to do what I think are relatively simple goals of testing for HIV regularly, testing for STIs regularly, but for young people who face a whole range of problems might not necessarily be simple goals, and they're also not necessarily the goals that they think they should be focusing on.
Why is that?
Well, think of it this way. Yeah, you're a young person. You may have – well, I'm not a young person, clearly, but I remember what it was like to be young. Young people have a whole range of other things in their lives. You know, you have staying in school, finding a place to live, you know, hanging out with your friends.
Being in love or not in love, all
exactly.
of those things.
I mean,
yeah.
I think at any age, you have competing priorities. I mean, I think, like myself, I've got to finish my taxes. I've got to grade papers. I've got a cat with diabetes to deal with. I've got a whole range of things. And HIV, where does it fall on that list? And so this is the dichotomy. As an HIV researcher, I'm obsessed with HIV. It's what I do every day. But I can't expect everyone else to be. I need to message it in a way that people can fit it into their lives.
And not only that, but you don't want them to feel like, oh, great, you're stigmatizing me. You're looking at me and piling on when there probably is a lot they're already dealing with.
Exactly. I mean, as a gay man, I see myself as a whole range of things. I'm a professor. I'm a community activist. I'm a partner. HIV is one thing in my life. You know, it's the work I do. That's what we're trying to get at in this topic.
Because, and I'm going to turn to you, Gage, because you and the Youth Advisory Board are involved with this. Is that the same when you're young, or does that whole thing just feel different when you're 19 or 20?
So ICON really is meeting these young folks where they are and giving them these tools that they might utilize or might not, but just having them all there if they want to use them.
And I think the idea of making it feel like it's their idea as they use this app. Is that why the app idea was such an appropriate way to deliver this information?
My feeling is that young people are so ingrained in the use of technology that it makes sense to have something that uses technology to impart these messages.
All right, let's walk through the app so we know what it is we're talking about. I'm going to pick up my phone, log into ICON. What do I see first?
First, when you go to the landing page, you have the choice to log in or sign up. If you sign up, you are given all of the things regarding consent and research and all of those things. And then you move on to a 10 to 15 minute questionnaire that really just assesses where you're at.
When you say where you're at, in terms of?
All aspects of your life, whether or not you're living with your parents or you're living with friends or if you're single or if you have a partner or if you're having sex or if you're not. It's really a range of all of those encompassing things.
Because the whole idea is to tailor it. If in those questions I say I identify as gay and I live in this area, then the app will approach me with those kind of messages. So it's very tailored. I think Gage will agree with this, that there's something powerful about an app listening to you and saying, oh, you've told us that you identify as transgender, therefore we're going to use this language to speak to you.
Yeah, I would completely agree because it's just something that is empowering to me as a young person that this piece of technology is meeting me where I'm at and assessing my needs and giving me the things that I would like to see.
So it's giving the user information, support, and resources. I'm looking at a page that was printed off and what are you looking for and calls you by name and there's finding a partner, hooking up safely, finding social support, dealing with violence and abuse, talking about sex, negotiation. So there's so many categories. And then I know once you click on those, it takes you in deeper.
It's essentially a life skills tool. So there are 16 topics to choose from. They include transportation, includes spirituality, includes employment. You can click on any of those 16 tools, and then within that, there's related content. You can read the content, but then you get to set goals. So I could read employment, and one content area I can read is how to find a job or how to write a resume. And then I set a goal, and then the app will remind me, you set this goal. How are you doing on that goal? What's really important is it's almost like a recipe book for sorting your life out. I wish I'd had one. And so it helps you think about all the different areas. So it's not just saying you need to get HIV tested. It's why don't you approach all of your life? And within that, one area is HIV testing.
And it's really aimed at
people just like me. The demographic is 15 to 24. So it's all of my friends, all of the people I interact with, and people who I know are going to use it.
And I know having that youth advisory board was very, very important, wasn't it, Rob?
Totally. I mean, I can't sit in my office as a 40-year-old man and imagine. I mean, I can just about remember what it was like to be 15 to 24, but I can't imagine exactly what the current issues are for this age group. And so people like Gage are invaluable, and they are the success of this project, working with a youth advisory board from the local area who can tell us these are the content areas we want. I know that we started off, and Gage will be able to speak to this, I think the team listed three or four, and then the youth advisory group said, no, we want to learn about this. Why aren't you including transportation? Why aren't you telling us how to write a college essay? And so the project is co-directed by Dr. Jose Bauermeister, who is an associate professor in public health. So Jose and I started this, and then it was really the involvement of people like Gage who told us what needed to be in it.
And you made sure, my understanding is that you got a lot of input from trans people and queer people of color. And these are voices that sometimes are not involved in mainstream LGBT conversations and studies, are they?
Correct. Those are often voices that are marginalized and often unheard. ICON has utilized them and used them to the best of their advantage.
And you want to bring them to the party. You want them involved.
Exactly.
What's behind the name ICON?
That wasn't actually me. So it's short for Eye Control. That was the one good idea I had. So it was funded by Herb Ritts Foundation. So Herb Ritts, famous photographer. Mm-hmm. He took the iconic black and white photographs of people like Madonna, Greg Louganis. And so when we were brainstorming the name, we wanted something that spoke to the idea that you could control your own life. And so Icon is a bit like, you know, Apple. You know, they're putting an eye in front of things is a very technological approach to things. So we shortened Control to Icon.
Now, is it out? Is it open for use?
It's open for the world to use.
It is.
It's out there.
And are you hearing from people, Gage, who are using it? And what kind of response are you getting from them?
I've definitely probed my friends. And I was like, hey, you should download this cool app that my work has developed. And we've written some content on some cool things. They're just like, yeah, okay, cool. And then so the cool thing about it is that it's a web app. So you can view it on the internet, on a desktop. Mm-hmm. And then it's also very mobile friendly.
How do people find it?
You can go to www.iconlife.org and click sign up.
One of the great things is, from a research perspective, we're enrolling 15 to 24-year-olds. If you fall outside that range or you don't meet the criteria, you can still use the app. We just don't record your data for the research.
And that's the other thing we should point out. You are giving and you're getting. You're mm-hmm. giving information, guidance, and so many things, but you are getting valuable research information that will help you with what?
Can we improve HIV testing and STI testing by a life skills approach? If we empower young people to take control of all areas of their life, to set their own goals, to move towards those goals, by doing that, will we also improve how they approach HIV testing? There is a scientific component to this. So we're collecting surveys, we're doing an evaluation as well. In addition to that, anybody can use the web app.
Well, once again, the app is called ICON, available at iconlife.org, coming from the University of Michigan Center for Sexuality and Health Disparities, a.k.a. Sex Lab. And we've been talking with two of the app's developers, Rob Stevenson, professor and vice chair for research at the U of M Nursing School, and Gage Gillard, who's a member of ICON's Youth Advisory Board. Thank you so much to both of you for being with us on The Next Idea.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.